Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
As our first Christmas approached, my bride and I faced a dilemma. A real tree or an artificial one? My wife loved the tradition, the magic of a natural tree. I preferred the practicality of a fake. Actually, I preferred no tree that year since we were leaving town to spend the holidays with her family. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, I spotted a magnificent double balsam Norway something or other, plump as Old Nick, green as Tanglewood in June, and covered in tinsel. Apparently one of our rich neighbors had left town early for Aspen or Barbados and tossed it in a dumpster. I took my treasure to our tiny apartment. When my wife got home, she was overjoyed, until I told her about the dumpster. "You heartless cheapskate!" I tried to convince her it was a rescue tree. No luck. We drove to the in-laws in sullen silence, tried to be jolly for a few days. Then we headed back to confront my sin against the spirit of Christmas. Let's pause for a moment to check on the Christmas tree situation today. Real ones cost a lot, maybe 20% more than last year. That's because fewer trees were planted during the Great Recession, so fewer are ready for market. This year, up to 80% of Americans will be rocking around an artificial tree. Sure, it may be plastic and made in China, but it's reusable. When my wife and I arrived home after that first Christmas, what to our wondering eyes should appear? My dumpster tree was a pile of dry needles. We were sweeping for days. After that, we bought our trees. Big, fresh, costly Rockefeller Center wannabes. But this year, I pulled out that nice artificial model I got on sale a while back when Sears went out of business at the mall. Then the kids emailed that they'd be home for Christmas, looking forward to a real tree. And my wife gave me that look. Know what's nice about real Christmas trees? They live, they die and are buried to return as new life. Kinda like the guy whose birthday we celebrate. Someday, after my last Christmas, I'll complete that cycle myself. My wife has promised I will not end up in a dumpster. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.